Hello.
Hey, is Mike in?
This is.
Hey, Mike, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how's it going?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. I'm with the underwriting department over here. We got your file submitted to us. Did you have a couple of minutes to go over the file with me right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. I just kind of want to do sort of a quality control call here to make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we'd like to accomplish here. Now, looking at the notes here, you've been working with, is it Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay. And I have you as the 100% owner of the business, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as, let's see, and how long have you been in business over there?
Since 2012.
2012, okay. All right. And then I have your gross sales from last year right around 228,000. Does that sound right?
Yeah. You're
Okay.
right around there, yeah.
Okay. Do you know off the top of your head about what you did in 2014?
It was a little bit more. I think it was like 240, 250.
Okay, then what are you guys tracking to do for this year?
This year's probably going to be right around the same as last year,
Okay.
around that probably 220 to 230 mark.
Gotcha. All right. And then I'm checking out the notes here on the file. Looks like we have down that you're looking for about 25,000. Does that sound right?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Okay. All right. And you do have the current loan through OnDeck. It looks like
Yep.
there's probably a remaining balance of about a little
Like
over
88.
88. Okay. Gotcha. All right. And then for the 25,000, what were you primarily looking to use that for?
I just had to replace two engines this year. And the second one I still owe about $9,000 on. So I kind of want to just get those taken care of.
Oh, okay.
I was working with a shop up here with me, and I gave them 10,000, and they got it done. And then I'm just trying to get them the rest of the way paid off.
Just waiting for the rest and want to clear that off. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then any plans for the remaining cash?
It would just be more so to, consolidate some of the credit card stuff that we have, and just a little bit of like a cushion, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have I guess balances on the credit cards? Like, how much are you looking at for that?
The business card, I have a $5,000 limit, and it's kind of, I mean, it's been hovering right around that $4,000 mark, and I'd just rather have that lower.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good move. That is a good move.
You know,
Anytime your
so.
utilization is up high, it has a pretty large impact on what's available to you when you go look around. So, I mean, using these types of loans to get that kind of debt off the books is a pretty common use.
That
Now,
and I have a Matco account for tools and stuff, and they keep fucking up my auto pay.
oh, okay, yeah.
That's what really been making me angry, and I want to get that just done and over.
Absolutely, man. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm like I said, I'm with the underwriting department, so I've given your file kind of like a brief overview, and one of the things that really stands out is on the credit report. I'm not sure how familiar you are with your credit report, but I'm looking at it right here right now. Looks like your
I
score's
never
coming
knew.
it coming in at a 526, but that Matco
Jeez.
Account that you have, that is really one of the larger factors that's pulling it down. I think right now it's showing you're a couple months past due with like let me see, I can tell you exactly. It's like 851 past due, which, I mean, that is a significant amount, but it's not anything that, you can't clear off, but you'll see a pretty significant jump if you're able to take care of that.
Yeah, and
So
that's like my number one thing is, I mean, I had them auto pay out of my bank account, and then somehow that got was just turned back into a one time, and then I gave them a credit card
oh
to
man.
be on auto pay, and it's like every couple months it's like I should be good on auto pay and done, and they call me like, hey, you have a past due. Oh, you're 30 days past due on this. It's like,
Oh
what do you
shoot.
guys keep dropping the ball on me for, man?
Yeah,
I know
that's horrible.
that's a big thing on my credit.
Yeah, 'cause that's more than just, a couple dollars past due, right? Like when you have that on there, that's affecting your score, which that's going to affect you in a whole lot of other areas. That's horrible that they're dropping the ball like that. I mean, my honest like advice that I could give is clear that off and be done with it, because it looks like it's causing you a whole lot of harm.
Yeah, that was probably the one of the biggest mistakes I've made, is having it's a PSA account is what they call it.
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, hey, you can do all these tools and it'll be this much and we'll get it all taken care of. And the tool guy, the fucking dude that pulls up in the tool truck's all gung-ho about everything. So shit's messed up. And then he's like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I submitted it. I don't know what's going on.
Shoot, man. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, let's get this in, get that taken care of, because honestly, like, it's larger than just an $800 balance. Like, it's not just the amount that you're behind. It's just having that on the credit report. It's going to affect you in a whole lot of other areas. But, you know, looking at it, that is something that popped out right now. There's also another one, just for your knowledge. There looks like there's another past due on there from U.S. Okay. Bank. It's a little smaller. It's about $258, but that's also affecting it, too. So,
U.S. Bank.
Yeah, let me
see. Okay, I'll get on there and look at that one.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find it. It's buried in here. I saw it earlier while I was taking a look at everything. But yeah, it's a small amount. So, you know, if you're getting the cash right now and you're looking to clean things up, like, those are the two things that you really got to wipe off there. Which, you know, we'll be able to get done for you as long as we can get the approval. I know, you know, the 526, it's not a great credit score. We're going to have to work around it, especially having some past due balances, but I should have some programs for you. Now, I see, like, I know you have the balance with OnDeck right now. So part of what we would try to do is pay that balance off. Now, one of the questions I have for you is, have you gone to OnDeck to see if they are able to get you additional cash?
No, I haven't even tried with them.
Was there a reason for it, or?
I just don't like the daily payments, and that's why I was going to try and see if I can go to, like, a weekly or a bi-weekly.
Okay, have you asked them about that? Have they given you any feedback on it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, because, I mean, I'm not in sales, so I'm just going to give you some honest answers right now, right? So we absolutely, they operate in a similar fashion, right? I know their programs pretty well. Daily is their primary option for paybacks, as is ours. We do daily, we do weekly, we do monthly. For the weekly, I think right off the bat, looking at the file, monthly is probably off the table at this point. You have to qualify for it. And credit score is a big factor in it. Weekly, we absolutely have, but for first-time customers, we usually go daily unless you qualify for the weekly out front. Now, looking at the file, I don't think you are going to qualify for it just because of that credit score. You're at about a 526. To get the weekly, you got to be up above 650. Now, what we would be able to do, though, is I can get you into a program that has an option. Once you establish the working relationship with us, you know, show you can make the payments on time for about, you know, a couple of months. Usually it's about 40% of the way into the term. At that point, we'd be able to open up options for you for a weekly option.
Okay.
So, you know, I just want to be honest with you right up front. I'm probably going to have a daily option, but weekly would be available once the relationship is established. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, so now, as far as the $25,000 that we're looking for, what is the maximum amount that you could use, and what is the minimum amount that you can use? Give me a window here to work with.
I mean, more is always better, I guess, if it's financially able. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It's like, you know, I want to take care of those bigger bills I have. So, you know, I mean, between the OnDeck, the truck repair and the Matco thing, mm-hmm. that's like 24 right there, you know what I mean? Because they're all right about $8,000, $9,000.
Sure. Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like, you know, we're right at that point about the $25,000. We'd like to go higher. I really don't know how much room there is to go higher. Based off your sales, you guys are at about tracking to do about 230 this year. Usually when we lend, we can do about 10 to 15% of that top line. So, you know, you're looking at 23 to 30,000 right around there.
Okay. Now, if it's something lower, I mean, I could work with something lower, you know, to at least, you know, give people a chunk of something, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. I follow you. Now, Yeah, so looking at what we're trying to accomplish here, right? So there's the on-deck balance of 8,000. There's the 9,000 that we want to put towards that engine payment, right? Got the credit cards and those couple past due balances. So,
yep.
You know, first of all, I'm going to try to get you approved for the largest amount. Let's say that it doesn't come back as large as what we want, and we're working with a lower amount. What I can do is set you up on something that allows you to pay off those larger ones, but then also allows you, like I said, once you get about 40% into the term, to get more cash. So if it's something that's not a, you know, fix it all in one swoop, we can set something up to do this incrementally. So allow you to kind of prioritize these kind of more pressing debts, get those out of the way, but in the process, establish the relationship with us. So from there, our options get a little better, and then we can go ahead and get you more cash.
Okay.
Obviously, my first choice is a large one, but got to have a backup plan.
I guess that's probably why I called you guys, I got back in touch with you guys versus like on deck is, on deck's just like, give me this, give me this, give me that. You know, when Patrick first called me, it's like he'd like talk to me like a person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, nice.
I guess a lot of it was on him, of why I don't want to even fuck with On Deck again.
Sure. No, and you know what? I mean, I know On Deck well. I work with a lot of people that have worked with them, but they're just looking at numbers and papers. Like, for instance, right now, you know, I'm looking at all of your numbers and papers, but giving you a call to actually understand what's important to you, what you're trying to accomplish. So, I mean, I know that you got the 9,000 on the engines. You got the debt and you got the past due that's hurting you. Now, prioritizing that to try to come up with a solution to it, you can't get from paper. You got to talk to people, right? So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have a pretty good plan on what we want to do to move forward here. Obviously, I'm going to try to get you approved for something around $25,000. If it's not there, I'm going to come back with a couple options for you where we can at least tackle these things kind of incrementally, and we can go over it. And we'll,
you know, start a relationship to see, and then I get you.
Exactly that, man. And like, honestly, you know, the initial cash loan is half of it. Establishing the relationship that allows us to actually have more options for you moving forward is the other half. And there's a lot to be gained from there. We also do equipment financing. We don't just do, you know, working capital loans. On Deck is strictly working capital, but we do all sorts of equipment financing too. So if you are in the situation where you're looking for a truck or anything like that, you know, we can help you out. Once you establish a relationship with us, we're going to have a lot better options for you too, as far as that goes. So, you know, hoping to open That's up the cool. door of opportunity.
That works for me.
Cool.
So,
all right. Well, I think I have everything I need right now to move the file along. I'm going to give a green light to shoot for the 25,000 approval. We'll see what we get, and then we'll come back to you with a couple different options. We can work through it all to see what makes sense at that point. It probably will be sometime tomorrow. I think Patrick or myself will reach back out to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, excellent. All right, appreciate the time, Mike.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot. You too.